Also on Facebook and Twitter, it's always a way to stay up to date. 99.9 FM WTUZ. That is also where we have our poll questions up for Friday. We'll get back to those in a moment. But first, let's take a look at what's new for your weekend. Everything entertainment-wise, from music, movies, and everything else. First, all right, newcomer female Lindsay L., country artist. She plays the guitar, not as well as Keith Urban, but people call her the female Keith Urban for the way she plays the guitar. What are you smirking at? Huh?
Nothing.
Are you eating right now?
I'm trying to swallow.
Are you eating? Let's listen to this.
Watching me.
Let's listen to this.
I'm done now. I was trying to swallow.
Oh, you got it? You got it down? You need a swig of anything over there? You eating a hash round?
Nope.
Is that a hash round? All right.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's quite okay. We'll wait until you're done so I have somebody to talk to. No, but anyway, Lindsay L., she releases an album today, which isn't hers. It's actually John Mayer's. She remade John Mayer's Continuum album.
Ooh.
And is putting it out today. It's called The Continuum Project.
That's a really good CD, too.
No doubt.
His original.
Baby making music is what they call that.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I went right there. In terms of other releases today, Shawn Mendes, he has a new album out today, self-titled. And then R&B artist Jessie J, I guess pop artist too, her new album. It's called R-O-S-E, which spells rose, which could mean the flower, or maybe you rose from something. You never know what she means. Hey, later next month, it's a big month for country music releases. First, on June the 1st, Luke Combs, his deluxe album, This One's For You 2, as in part 2. Michael Ray will release his album, easy for me to say. And then Thompson Square on June 1st, releasing Masterpiece. June the 8th, Sugarland's first new album in like 8 years. Yeah. Also, Dierks Bentley's will be released on June the 8th. June 22nd, Dan and Shay has a new album. Later in July, Kenny Chesney's new album will be released. Of course, you know, I'll always keep you up to date. In theaters today, a lot of folks have been waiting for this. The latest Star Wars film, Solo, a Star Wars story. I believe it's the last one for Ron Howard, which people aren't too happy with what he's done to the Star Wars franchise.
Oh, really?
They've sort of flooded the market, if you will, with Star Wars movies over the past 2 years. This one, of course, shows a young Han Solo during an adventure into a dark criminal underworld where Han Solo himself meets his future co-pilot, none other than Chewbacca. That's my Chewbacca right there. It's pretty good, right?
I don't know. I've never seen Star Wars.
By the way, Chewbacca was courtside at the Cavs game. I believe it was game 3 or 4.
Why?
Sitting right there courtside. He was just there because Star Wars is coming out.
Oh.
He was doing his press tour, if you will. You know how Chewie says go Cavs? That's how Chewie says that. Also, film out today. How to Talk to Girls at Parties. That's the name of it. Now listen to this.
Was that your middle school motto?
No, I had no problem talking to girls at parties.
Okay.
You know what the problem is with kids nowadays?
Social media.
That's right.
Their cell phones.
You know, when Michelle and I were younger, we actually had to, you know, interact with people face-to-face, actually talk to them. It wasn't all through a device and behind a computer or smartphone. Kids nowadays have no game. Me, I got all the game.
Oh, yeah? I mean, sure.
We actually had to talk to girls back in the day, not put up a fake profile pic and
try to be somebody you're not.
And get down in your DMs and say, hey, girl. But anyway, hey, still in theaters for you right now. You have Avengers, of course, Infinity War, Deadpool 2, Life of the Party, Book Club. Joanne said she's going to see that, and I laughed at her.
It looks like a good movie.
Book Club?
Mm-hmm. Jane Fonda's in it, right?
Yeah, Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, and a few others.
I love Jane Fonda. She's so funny.
Hey, what's available for folks now to rent, buy, or stream? if you want to. That movie Game Night, which the ratings on it, it didn't do so well at the box office, but the ratings on it are quite well. It's when a bunch of adults get together for a game night, they do some drinking, then an actual crime goes down, but they think it's part of the game. It, I don't know. Rachel McAdams is in it. Jason Bateman. Red Sparrow with Jennifer Lawrence, that's out. Early Man and Wonderstruck, available for all of you. Hey, we have poll questions too. It's a Facebook and Twitter poll Friday. You have them up over there?
Yeah.
Or quickly
I'm getting to it.
Readily available for you to get to. You can chime in if you want on our Facebook and Twitter polls. Of course, on Facebook and Twitter. On 99.9 FM, WTUZ. On both of those platforms, you can also answer through our Weaver Appliance text line if you want to as well. Michelle, the questions, please.
Please. Okay, so the first question is, tell us which current show or shows that you are binge watching.
You put a few up there, which I like
to
see.
Do you want to hear what everybody else is saying?
Well, you just put up there Grace and Frankie. What is Grace and Frankie?
That has Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin.
You literally just gave Jane Fonda another shout out.
Listen, you have to watch that show. It is so funny. It doesn't matter if you're a guy.
That was a sitcom back in the day, right?
No.
It's a current show.
It's just a Netflix show. Okay. Yeah. They came out and it's about these two women who, I don't know if I want to give it away, but they were married to...
Spoiler alert.
They were married
just
to...
Give the plot, if you will. The premise of the show.
Their husbands end up divorcing them, and the husbands get together. And so it's a story about how the two of them are coping with the fact that their husbands are together, and it's just hilarious, and it's really, really good.
A tale of modern times.
Right.
Okay, and you listed up The Crown, mm-hmm. which after the royal wedding, my wife is now all interested in
watching.
No, not yet.
Ooh,
but I have a feeling she's going down that path. Narcos, which I finished. You still on it?
So good.
Are you still watching it?
No, I finished.
Yeah, the rise and fall. Well, like, first two seasons are about Escobar, mm-hmm. right? And then his friends sort of below and beneath him. And then, you know, once Pablo Escobar dies, spoiler alert, they kill Pablo Escobar in the show, Narcos. Then it takes on, the story continues with another drug cartel, blah, blah, blah. But it is a very interesting...
It's very good.
And very good show. By the way, I shared on my Facebook page. You can find me on social media. Eric McElroy. Very easy to find. Constitutes another ding right there. I shared something from... I think it was The Score. It's from the show Narcos. And basically... I forget. Bron Pablo, okay? And it is freaking hilarious. It's basically a scene from Narcos, and they throw... obviously, the Bron, he is...
Oh, my goodness.
He is Padron. He is El Rey. He is the king, obviously. And then you have everybody else with their big heads on everybody's body, and they reconstruct a scene from...
Narcos.
And it is, I'll tell you what...
I'm going to have to go find that.
Something to see. Well, you can see it, Michelle, right on my, shameless plug, Facebook page right now. Shared it the other day. Anyway, we'll get into more of what folks are binge watching and everything else. What? There's another question up there too, right?
Yes. Hamburgers or hot dogs?
That's simple, folks. Hamburgers and hot dogs. So you guys can chime in, vote on that one. Also, one more question, which can be found on Big Z Sports.
Oh, this one makes me nervous.
Facebook page. The question is, Michelle.
I have zero level of concern at this stage.
With the Cavs season on the line, who wins game 6
on
in the land?
The line. I need an update on that right now. Give me the results right now.
60-40 Cavs.
I'll take it.
Listen, people that are voting for the Celtics, where is your loyalty?
People are down right now. They're down. It's my job and the King's job to lift you up. Two Akron natives coming together as one. You all know I taught LeBron everything he knows anyways, growing up on the mean streets of Akron. He was just taller than I was. And, you know.
We are the same age. We graduated the same year.
That's what I'm saying, Michelle.
But wait, you graduated in 04, right?
Because I was a little more advanced.
Does that mean you were held back? Because if you were advanced, you would have graduated with me because we are the same age.
I'm just going to use the term... advanced. We're gonna leave it at that.
All right.
Hey, I have $25 to Bell Stores Marathon. If there are any listeners remaining...